And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And today I'm excited to have Candace Bradley. She's the Patient Care Coordinator at Community Nursing Services. And she's here to talk about a really fun event they do every year. They're in their fifth annual. And she's taken some time to speak with me over the phone. How are you, Candace?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. This thing keeps getting bigger and bigger. Tell us a little bit about it.
So it's the Senior Health Summit. It is our fifth annual. We have a bunch of the health care facilities that come, and they set up booths. It's kind of an expo-style situation where the seniors can come through. Seniors and their caregivers are encouraged to come through, and it's to kind of teach what is available for our seniors here in our community, what's available to them here around Carbon and Emery counties.
So different services that they may not know about?
Absolutely, yes.
All right, and you're also doing some free clinics. What sort of things can they expect?
So I believe that Dr. Dick Gagan's office is doing some blood pressure clinics. We have the Huntsman Institute coming down to educate a little bit on colonoscopies and colon health. We have Dr. Larson's office is going to be doing a few fun things. Pinnacle Nursing Home is also, last year they did a waffle bar. So I'm not sure what they're doing this year, but they always make it fun and interactive. We used to have people coming down from Salt Lake. We have the Alzheimer's Association will be there, the Senior Care Associates. We also have some people coming from an assistive technology place, and it's things that can help our seniors that don't see as well or hear as well. So there's a lot of different things.
And is there a cost to attend?
Absolutely not. Nope, we want everybody to come. We are actually going to do free lunch as well. That will be served from noon to 1. Everybody loves it. It is the Shred It truck. They come down every year. So if you have anything around the house that needs to be shred that you don't have, a shredder to do that, they'll take boxes full. And it's a big truck that sits out front. They'll be there from 10 to 2. So bring over anything that needs to be shred. So everybody that walks through the door is going to get a ticket to go into an opportunity drawing, and that will be for a outdoor swing.
And did you get that donated by a local business?
You know, we have our sponsors, and each of the sponsors have donated towards this Senior Health Summit. And those sponsors are what gets us able to serve the free lunch and to do the, the different prizes and that. So we're so appreciative to them for, this is the fifth year of all of them stepping up and doing this for us.
And do you find that with each year it gets bigger and bigger?
It gets bigger and bigger. And it seems that, when it starts coming close to it and I start talking about it, people get excited. They, oh, yes, we remember, and they get really excited to be there. The people that come to do the clinics are excited to be there as well.
How many would you say you get each year, senior visitors that come in to your event?
So at the seniors that show up, we usually have between 150 to 200 that come through in a day.
Wow, that's big.
It is. It's very big. And we have all of the local senior centers. They shuttle all of them over from Green River, from Emery County. They all get shuttled over rather than go to lunch at their senior centers. They come to us. So that is huge. We love it. We also want to encourage all of the caregivers to come out this year. There really is so much information that is packed in there. It's just it's a really good opportunity for them to learn what is available for their seniors.
Now, if there is an organization out there that maybe wants to be a part of this, is there still room for?
Absolutely, yes. They just need to get in touch with me here at Community Nursing Services. My number is 613-8887, and I would love to put them in. We will always make room. We have plenty of room over there at the event center, and we would love it.
All right, Candace, one more big shout out. Give us the details one more time. One more invite for everybody.
Sure. So it's the Senior Health Summit. It is our fifth annual. It will be out at the Carbon Event Center. It is on Friday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we will have lunch from 12 to 1, lots of fun activities throughout the day, lots of giveaways, tons of clinics. I think we have over 40 people that are coming to set up booths. The Shred It truck will be there from 10 to 2, and we just want to have a really good turn out, come out, come and have fun with us.
Now, you've got a lot of sponsors that are able to help you make this such a huge success. Do you want to
Can I mention them?
Yeah. Let us know who they are.
Yes, we have Pro Rehab Physical Therapy, Beehive Homes of Price, Heirloom Inn, Rocky Mountain Home Care, Parkdale Health and Rehab, Castleview Hospital, Emory County Care and Rehab Center, Simbi Home Health Care, and Pinnacle Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
And, of course, you guys.
And and the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments and Community Nursing Services.
Hey, real quick, tell us what services Community Nursing Services offers.
We do home health and hospice for all of those needs. We also provide oxygen. We do CPAPs. We do portable oxygen concentrators. We also have what we call the Senior Wish program, and that is for our home health and hospice patients, a chance for our seniors to have a new experience or relive an old one. And we also have our Honor Salute program, which is for our veterans that are on our services as well.
Oh, wow. You guys do a lot of wonderful stuff. You guys are an important part of our community. So I appreciate you taking time to talk to me about this wonderful event, and I'm sure everyone's looking forward to it.
Thank you. We'll see you there.
All right, Candace, thanks for taking the time to talk with me.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, this has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.